Today, we're going to jump into the world of relationships, particularly focusing on the signs that an older man should look out for when dating a younger woman. These indicators can be subtle, often wrapped up in behaviors, words, or even attitudes that might initially go unnoticed. By the end of this video, you'll be equipped with the knowledge to spot these red flags, helping you navigate your relationship with more awareness and caution. And don't forget, at the end of the video, we have a special bonus tip waiting for you. This tip will connect all the dots, providing an essential piece of advice that will transform how you respond to these signs. It's a game changer in strengthening your relationship strategy. 1. Recognizing manipulative behavior. Let's dive into the world of manipulative behavior. It's a subtle yet significant aspect of some relationships, and understanding it is key. Why is it important? Let's explore. Manipulation in a relationship can be quite insidious. It's when someone uses emotional tactics to influence or control the other's decisions, usually for their own benefit. This might look like guilt-tripping after a disagreement or playing the victim to sway your actions. It's a warning sign, signaling deeper issues in the relationship. But manipulation isn't always about big gestures or overt control. It can be as subtle as a shift in conversation or making you doubt your own decisions. It's like walking on a constantly shifting ground where you're never quite sure where you stand. The key is to observe. Does she often make you feel guilty for your choices? Does she play the victim to get her way? These are signs to look out for. Remember, healthy relationships are built on mutual respect and open communication, not on a foundation of emotional games. Being aware of these manipulative behaviors is crucial in steering clear of toxic dynamics and nurturing a relationship that's healthy and fulfilling. 2. Excessive jealousy. Let's turn our attention to jealousy. It's a common emotion, but there's a fine line between normal and excessive. Why does this matter? Let's unpack this. A little jealousy in a relationship can sometimes be flattering. It shows that someone cares. But when jealousy escalates, it can turn into a toxic trait. If you constantly feel like you're under a microscope, and every interaction with another person scrutinized, it can become claustrophobic. That's what excessive jealousy can feel like. It's more than just being protective. It's about insecurity manifesting in a controlling way. Here's the catch. Excessive jealousy isn't just about lack of trust in you. It often reflects deeper issues within the person feeling it. If she gets overly upset about your social interactions or keeps tabs on you excessively, these are red flags. It's not about caring, it's about control. So, what's the best approach? Open communication is key. Talk about what makes her feel jealous and why. Understanding the root of these feelings can help in addressing them constructively. Remember, trust is the foundation of a healthy relationship. By recognizing and dealing with excessive jealousy, you're working towards building a relationship based on trust, not suspicion. 3. Understanding the importance of boundaries. Now let's talk about boundaries. They're essential in any relationship, but what happens when they're not respected? Let's get into this important topic. Boundaries are like the personal guidelines we set to feel safe and respected. They're vital for a healthy relationship. However, when someone consistently ignores or crosses these boundaries, it's a red flag. It might manifest as repeatedly checking your phone without permission, insisting on spending every moment together, or not respecting your need for alone time. This isn't just being affectionate. It's a lack of respect for your personal space and autonomy. It's important to recognize when your boundaries are being crossed. If she dismisses your feelings or gets upset when you express your need for space, it's a sign of disrespect. Healthy relationships thrive on mutual respect and understanding each other's boundaries. Instead of allowing your boundaries to be blurred, communicate them clearly. A relationship where both partners respect each other's limits is more fulfilling and sustainable. Remember, establishing and maintaining boundaries isn't about creating distance. It's about building a relationship where both feel comfortable and respected. This approach fosters a deeper, more meaningful connection. I hope you're finding this video informative and helpful. If you are, how about showing some support? Just a simple like, leaving a comment, or hitting that subscribe button can make a big difference. Thank you for being an essential part of this journey. 4. Navigating the waters of constant criticism and undermining. Let's shift our focus to criticism and how it can affect relationships. It's natural to give and receive feedback, but what about when it becomes constant and undermining? Let's explore this aspect. Criticism, when constructive, can be beneficial. But when it turns into a relentless stream of negative comments about your actions, choices, or even personality, it becomes toxic. It's not just about giving advice. Rather, it's about making you question your worth and decisions. Think about those times when what's supposed to be a helpful suggestion feels more like a sharp jab. The key here is to recognize the difference between helpful feedback and harmful criticism. If she often points out flaws or belittles your achievements, that's not constructive. It's damaging. It chips away at your self-esteem and can make you feel undervalued in the relationship. Instead of getting bogged down by constant criticism, focus on fostering an environment where both of you can express concerns without negativity. Communication should lift you up, not bring you down. By addressing this issue and advocating for a more positive and supportive approach, you pave the way for a healthier, more respectful relationship. Remember, everyone deserves to be in a partnership where they feel appreciated and valued. 5. Spotting lack of emotional maturity. Let's focus on emotional maturity, a critical element in any relationship. What happens when it's missing? We're about to find out. Emotional maturity isn't just about age. It's about how someone handles their emotions, communicates, and resolves conflicts. In its absence, you might notice impulsive behavior, an inability to manage disagreements without escalating, or overreactions to small issues. These are clear signs of emotional immaturity and can lead to a rocky relationship. Consider situations where a minor disagreement turns into a full-blown argument, or where calm discussions are rare. These are red flags indicating emotional immaturity. It's challenging to build a stable, healthy relationship with someone who struggles to handle emotions and communicate effectively. Recognizing these signs is crucial. If you find that she often reacts impulsively, struggles to discuss issues calmly, or overreacts, it's time to address these issues. Encourage open, honest conversations about feelings and conflict resolution. Remember, a relationship is about mutual growth and understanding. By focusing on emotional maturity, you're not just improving your relationship, but also contributing to personal development. It's about creating a supportive environment where both partners can express themselves and evolve together. 6. Being cautious of financial exploitation. Let's shift gears to discuss financial exploitation, a topic that's often overlooked but incredibly important in relationships. What happens when money becomes a tool for manipulation? Let's break it down. Financial exploitation in relationships can be subtle, yet impactful. It occurs when one partner starts seeing the other as a financial resource rather than a companion. This could manifest in constant requests for money, expecting extravagant gifts regularly, or pressuring you into financial decisions that benefit only her. It's a situation where the scales of give and take are imbalanced, leaning heavily towards one side. Think about those times when financial help is requested a bit too frequently, or when your generosity seems to be the main attraction. This isn't just being needy, it's a sign of using financial leverage as a control mechanism. It's crucial to recognize when generosity is being taken for granted or when financial expectations are one-sided. Addressing financial exploitation involves setting clear boundaries about money and understanding the difference between supporting and being taken advantage of. Open discussions about finances can clarify intentions and expectations in the relationship. Remember, a healthy relationship is built on mutual respect and support, not on financial transactions. By being mindful of these dynamics, you can foster a relationship based on emotional connection, not financial dependency. And now, for the bonus tip, trust your instincts. It might sound simple, but it's a powerful tool in any relationship. Why is this so crucial? Let's get into it. Your instincts, or gut feelings, are your subconscious mind picking up on cues that your conscious mind might miss. In relationships, especially when dating someone younger, these instincts can be your best guide. If something feels off, it's worth paying attention to. Maybe it's a subtle change in behavior, a recurring pattern, or just a feeling that something isn't right. Think about those moments when you felt uneasy or questioned whether her actions align with your values. This isn't about overthinking every detail. It's about listening to that inner voice. Your instincts often pick up on red flags before your rational mind does. So, what to do with these instincts? Use them as a prompt for reflection and conversation. If you're feeling uneasy about certain behaviors, bring them up in a discussion. It's important to balance instincts with open communication. Remember, trusting your instincts is about protecting your well-being and ensuring you're in a healthy, respectful relationship. By tuning into and respecting your gut feelings, you can navigate the dating world with more confidence and clarity. Now that you know how to tell if she's toxic, what's next for you? Discover how to seduce her? Or learn about the mistakes most men make when meeting younger women? Thanks for watching. Please like, comment, and subscribe for more.